I talked about flax seeds, but let me quickly tell you what seed cycling is. So seed cycling is 1 tablespoon of pumpkin seeds and 1 tablespoon of flax seeds every single day from your period to your ovulation. And then once you ovulate, you're going to switch to sesame and sunflower, 1 tablespoon of each. The only one that I feel like you could probably get away without grinding because you could chew it well enough would be pumpkin seeds.
Welcome to the Balancing Hormones Naturally podcast. This is your podcast host, Leah Brueggemann. I am a functional diagnostic nutritional practitioner. Here you are going to get actionable steps you can take today to start balancing your hormones naturally so that you can maximize your menstrual cycle for painless periods, more energy, and weight loss. Let's dive on in.
Hello. So today we're going to be talking about, I think the number is 7. We're talking about 7 foods that you should incorporate into your life to balance your hormones. You probably might already have some of these, but maybe not all of them. Okay. So before we do that, if I have something new to share with you, I'm going to share it with you. But when I have some really odd, random things that have just come into my life and brought so much joy, I thought I would share them with you. Just one at a time per episode, if I remember. And are you ready for this one? It is toast spreaders. I know you just laughed there, but let me share why. If you're on YouTube, obviously you're going to see these. They're very stretchy. I just got mine on Amazon. They're very cheap. There's multiple colors. So if you look at that, maybe don't get black like me, get pink, something fun. I didn't look at the colors. Caitlin told me afterwards that there were other colors. I don't know what I was doing. Let me tell you about these. So I've actually had these in my life for a long time. I just didn't use them. And let me explain why. So the first time I got them, I decided it was going to be gung-ho. So I don't wear like tight closed shoes really at all, but I know that there's a lot of benefits to putting on toe spreaders and like stretching that part of your foot. Can help with your back and it can help with glute activation if you're working out. It can help with just so many things, your back posture. And so I got these and I'm like, I am going to wear these at nighttime. And that was a really bad idea because my toes weren't used to being in that position. And I woke up in the middle of the night and I felt like my feet were on fire. Like I felt like every single small ligament thing in my foot was burning. I just ripped these off and I'm like, I'm never wearing those again. That was so painful. Well, yeah, that was my fault. I should have worn those in smaller increments and built that up. So learned my lesson, put those away, didn't use them again. And this was probably a year ago. So anyways, I was thinking about them the other day. I'm like, okay, I wonder if they would actually help with my back while I'm pregnant. And so the other day when I had a lot of back pain, I put them on and did my workout barefoot with them on. So it wasn't very long. It was probably 30 minutes. My back felt so much better, so much better. Like maybe that was a fluke. So I did it again the next day, same thing. These are life changing. If you're pregnant, I mean, they're probably life-changing anyway, but they're really life-changing if you're pregnant or if you have back pain, and they're really cheap. So Amazon, toe spreaders, you guys get the stretchy ones. Can't recommend them enough. I've even put them on and like walked on my walking pad with them barefoot, and I didn't have pelvic pain after that. So they are a fun, weird hack that I think you would love to add to your life. Okay. So let's talk about foods. 7 powerhouse foods that will help you support hormone balance naturally. Number 1, organic flax seeds. Well, actually, seed cycling. So not just flax seeds, multiple seeds, seed cycling. There is a very cool study that was done on seed cycling for PCOS. And I just think that that's cool that we finally studied a seed and a food in terms of a health benefit like that. Now, the thing with seeds that you kind of need to think about is seeds are loaded with nutrients, but they do have that protective shell. And if you don't crack it, by chewing it well enough, for example, you're not going to get the benefits. Flax seeds are very small. So I don't know about you, but I don't think I could chew those very well to get everything that I need to get out of them. So that is why you do grind your seeds. So if you think about seeds, you know, they have that protective shell, you know, so birds can poop them out and it can grow a plant, right? And it's super cool that it has all of those nutrients in there to do that. But you do have to prepare it correctly. So that means you do have to grind it so that then you can access all of those things, just like any other type of food preparation that you would do. This is the preparation that we have for seeds, and it's grinding them. They're a great source of omega-3s, or a great source of fiber. But in specific to seed cycling, flax seeds are loaded with lignin, so they can help your body detox estrogen if needed. It can also help your body increase estrogen if needed, like helping your body balance it out versus, you know, forcing it or putting any artificial hormones in or anything like that. So I talked about flax seeds, but let me quickly tell you what seed cycling is. So seed cycling is 1 tablespoon of pumpkin seeds and 1 tablespoon of flax seeds every single day from your period to your ovulation. If you don't know how to track your cycle in that way, I highly recommend going back and listening to that first episode, one of the first episodes on cycle tracking that we have in the podcast. And then once you ovulate, you're going to switch to sesame and sunflower, 1 tablespoon of each. Again, those, the only one that I feel like you could probably get away without grinding because you could chew it well enough would be pumpkin seeds. But since you take them with flax seeds, just grind them all up, you guys. You can use a coffee grinder. You can go to the store, buy them whole because they do go rancid fast. So buy them whole and then grind them. My husband was so sick of finding flax seeds in the coffee grinder. Sorry. So I ended up on, and I still use Funk It Wellness, which is a seed cycling company, and she grinds them right before she sends them to you. And so here, you know, they're not going to be rancid and they are organic, and then it's just easy because I scoop and go. So you guys have heard from Kate Morton, who's the founder of Funk It Wellness, multiple times because I've been using Funk It Wellness for years now. I literally have been using them since my son was 1, my oldest son, and he's about to be 5. So I've been using them for a really long time, and I do really like them. You can always use the code Leah15 to save with them. But you can also go to the store and get your own. Just make sure you buy them whole and then grind them and then clean them out of your coffee grinder so your husband doesn't get mad at you. And he's grinding his coffee beans. I'm like, why are there flax seeds in here? So that's a great one. Another one that I love is avocados. They are very rich in monounsaturated fats. They are amazing support for hormone production. We need fats to produce hormones. They also have a great amount of fiber in them to help support blood sugar. So they're all around, a good food to kind of stick in there and just add to your life, add more fats, add more good fats to your life. I don't really want to say good or bad. I feel like that's, food doesn't have a moral code. So avocados, add avocados to your life. This one I feel like you guys might already know, cruciferous vegetables, broccoli, cauliflower, Brussels sprouts, kale. All of these are great. They contain a compound called indole-3-carbinol that helps support estrogen detoxification in the liver, and therefore is going to help support hormone balance because we're going to be detoxing them well. If you are someone that goes, yeah, I don't digest cruciferous vegetables well, I get really bloated, I get really gassy, you guys, this is a red flag to our digestion. We could have gut dysbiosis. We could have low stomach acid, all of these things. So, you know, what I would start with is just A, cooking them really well. Let's start there. Let's make it easier on your digestion. Make sure they're cooked really, really, really well. Maybe start trying a digestive enzyme and bringing that in, or maybe you're going to do digestive bitters to help with stomach acid beforehand. Or maybe you're going to go all in and look for running a JMAP or minerals and see what else you can do to support the digestion there. But cruciferous vegetables are a great one. They are so, so, so good. If you're dealing with hormonal imbalance, I would be eating 7 to 9 cups of vegetables a day to really help support that fiber and moving things out. And if you don't digest vegetables well, that is something that I would dig into deeper if I were you. I would just say, oh, I wouldn't say I'm not going to eat vegetables. It's like maybe you need to increase that fiber intake slower and just go lower and slower for a while. Or maybe we need to really figure out what's going on in that gut. So if that's you, dig deeper there. But also something you could start with is maybe focusing more on like prebiotic foods to help with that good gut bacteria. In the meantime, like a prebiotic food, actually starches that have been fully cooled, you can reheat them again, become resistant starches. They are a prebiotic food. So like potatoes would fit into that category there. Plantains are another good prebiotic food that I like. Green bananas are another prebiotic food. I know that people think that's gross. I actually kind of like green bananas. It's very weird. I know. It's very weird. Beef organs are truly like nature's multivitamin, but I'm with you. Kind of think they're gross. I still am a little grossed out by them. And yet I know I need them. Okay. And I use Paleo Valley Organ Complex because it's encapsulated and I don't have to taste it. And it does an amazing job. So I am not new to beef organs. I've used beef organs before I came across Paleo Valley. And I noticed one distinct difference. I know I've told you this, but I'm going to tell you again. I took these. I used to be able to take the other beef organs whenever. And I took these Paleo Valley ones in the afternoon, probably around 2-3 p.m. I had such a hard time sleeping and I couldn't figure out why. And then I put two and two together that I had started these. That's how much of a difference I noticed in my energy. So I take them in the morning now and I have absolutely no issue with it. But what a game changer. Like if you notice that distinct of a difference, what a game changer in quality. Their beef organ complex has grass-fed beef liver, heart, and kidney. So these are really high in CoQ10. They're really high in B vitamins. And kidney actually is going to naturally help with digestion. So what is not to love about this? So I actually pair it with the essential C complex because vitamin C helps you utilize iron better. So I combine both of these, especially for support in pregnancy. I love them. They're my go-tos. I literally have this on subscription with the beef organs because I don't want to run out. Like I can't run out of those. So I highly recommend if you are using beef organs or you've been looking into them, but you're kind of grossed out by the taste, definitely give Paleo Valley Beef Organs a shot. I love them and I will keep using them. They work so well. If you notice that much of a difference in your energy, and I've had multiple people tell me the exact same thing. After a week, they're like, oh, there's a difference in my energy. Go for it. It's nature's multivitamin. Just go to paleovalley.com/Leah, or you can just use the coupon code Leah at checkout to save 15%. That's PaleoValley. And the coupon code is LEAH. Salmon. Salmon is a fantastic source of anti-inflammatory omega-3 fatty acids. Women with painful periods have been shown to have 4 times the amount of excess prostaglandins than women without painful periods. And salmon is an amazing source of omega-3, which has been shown to help lower those prostaglandins. Okay. So it's a great one to bring in. Omega-3s also support your brain health. They also support, optimal cortisol levels. So overall, we're just supporting every aspect here with some salmon. And the cool thing or not cool thing about salmon, I guess I would say not cool thing, is that so many times if you look on the ingredients of your salmon, this is so depressing. It will say like food coloring added to the salmon's food. So please just look at your ingredients, find fresh salmon, freshwater salmon if you can. I will say that when we buy frozen salmon, the place that I found to be the most cost effective and best option is going to be Azure Standard. I don't know if I've ever talked to you guys about Azure Standard before, and it is, what would we even call it? I don't even know what I would call it. It's like a co-op. Is that the correct word? So there's no fee, like membership fee or anything, but go to Azure Standard, look and see if there's a drop somewhere in your area, because basically you place an order and a massive truck will bring it from the warehouse to a location near you. And you have to be there at those times to like pick up your order. You can't just like, it's not shipped to your house, for example. They have a ton of options there. And at Azure Standard, specifically what we do and as we buy things a little bit more in bulk there. So I have only placed 3 orders at Azure Standard. So I don't place an order every month. I mean, it's like once every 2 quarters. And I get things in bulk. So I get raw cheeses there, actually, is something that I'll buy in bulk there. I get my organic spices, much cheaper to get them there. I get a ton of those. I will get raw nuts. And then you can freeze your nuts to make sure they stay fresher longer. So we will get those. I get a lot of like glass canned goods. So, Jovial Foods is a brand that I love. Jovial. I think that's how you say it. Jovial. Yeah. They do have einkorn flour, which is great. But they also have like canned, tomatoes in glass jars. And diced tomatoes and all that kind of stuff. So I love getting that there. And they also have a lot of things like frozen salmon. And they have great ingredients. So that is, if we do frozen salmon or like we want to have it in our freezers to pull out, that's what we'll do. But I do prefer actually just getting it fresh, not frozen. And my husband will grill it. And it's so good. So good. So good. I literally can't say that enough because I used to despise salmon. And since he started grilling it that way, it is so good. Another one that I love and I think is a great nutrient dense, and this kind of goes back to the fiber, is sprouts. So broccoli sprouts, alfalfa sprouts. These are amazing. They are so packed with nutrients, so packed with nutrients. If you're somebody that deals with estrogen dominance and you have a hard time detoxing estrogen, I really encourage you to bring in sprouts to your life. Now, let me walk you through my life with sprouts because I tried sprouts years and years ago and I thought they tasted moldy. I thought they were so gross. I mean, ugh. And they probably honestly were. I didn't even finish the stuff that I had because they just go bad so quickly when you get them from the store. And the other day I was at my friend's. I'm going to shout out to Jenna. And we were making chicken salad. Yeah, we're making chicken salad. And she was showing me her sprouts. And I was like, what are these? She goes, oh, well, I grew them. It's alfalfa sprouts. I'm like, you grew them? And I'm like, okay, can I try one? I'm expecting it to be disgusting. It was so good. It was so, so good. And it's so easy to just sprinkle on your chicken salad or add to a salad or literally just honestly top it on anything. If you have eggs, you could have it with a piece of toast and eat it like that. It would be a great way to get them in. But she kind of walked me through a very easy way to grow them. And so she said to get, you get like a wide mouth mason jar and you can literally get this lid that has a, what on earth is it, Jenna? It has a screen on top. So like you can drain water out. And so you get your alfalfa seeds and you put them in there and then you cover them with water. It's like a tablespoon of seeds and then you cover them with water and you put them in a really dark place in your cabinet and 3 times a day, you just dump that water. And so that's why you have the strainer thing and you rinse them out with your filtered water and you put them back in until they start to sprout basically. And then, you're going to take all the water out and then let them do their growing thing. You do have to still rinse them, a couple times a day. And then once they're all grown and sprouted, you put them in a big bowl of filtered water and you literally press down and like all the seeds pop to the top and you just scoop the seeds. And then you take your sprouts and you put them in your jar and you put them in the fridge and then you just eat them in the next couple days. But I mean, I guess it takes a couple days to grow them. It doesn't happen overnight. But I mean, that is so simple and it's so cheap. I mean, the alfalfa seeds are so, so, so cheap. And if you buy sprouts at the store, they're very expensive and they taste nasty and they go bad and they probably have mold on them. So don't do that. I highly recommend growing your own sprouts. This, I think, was one of the most simple, effective nutrient things that I learned this year. So shout out to Jenna. But bring in some sprouts, you guys. Sprouts are so micronutrient dense. And I literally will have clients have to take a supplement that is broccoli sprout flour or broccoli sprout or sulforaphane. And it's expensive to have to do that at a supplement level. But if you grow them, it's cheap and you can get the same benefit. So if you deal with a lot of estrogen dominance symptoms, sprouts, they're your new friend. Okay. So I love those. Another one is going to be colorful orange colored vegetables / starches, especially in the luteal phase. Sweet potatoes, I don't think I would call them low glycemic. I would call them lower glycemic. But like pumpkins, squashes, those would be in the lower glycemic index. And they are very nutrient dense. They're lower in that glycemic index. So it's going to be great for blood sugar and preventing the insulin and blood sugar going up. But they're also really high in B vitamins. And I am potassium. And I think that these are such a wonderful support. They're very satiating. They're very warming. They're very filling, especially to have in that luteal phase when you need more of that potassium. You need the lower glycemic, but you also want the happiness in a cup. And sweet potatoes, especially if you have like a lot of PMS and PMDD, I really, really, really like these in the luteal phase. I think that they are powerhouses for helping support mood. And I have so many of my clients with PMDD who are like, I eat a sweet potato a day when I'm in my luteal phase. And it just does wonders. Again, you know, they are balancing their blood sugar. They're not just like adding a sweet potato to whatever they're doing. But I think that you would also probably really support this. Now, I said seven, but it's gonna be seven, eight, or like 7.5. We're going to put these two together, and that's eggs and grass-fed butter. And the reason why is because eggs are very nutrient dense. They have your protein. They have 6 grams of protein. They have a ton of good fats, amazing fats. I'm going to say amazing fats. Choline. They have amazing choline, which is great for your brain. And I love eggs. I just love them. But yeah, I really do love the choline production for your brain health. They're also great for overall producing hormones. Because remember, we talked about progesterone, all of our hormones, where do they come from? They come from actually cholesterol. And so we need to be eating these good foods. We need to be eating these fats in here to help support hormone production. So if you aren't getting enough, you don't have what you need to produce hormones. And the reason why I stuck grass-fed butter in here is because it is also a fat in there. And I think that's really important. But the other thing that it is very supportive and great is it has vitamin A. And that is going to be actually really, really useful and helpful and necessary for our hormone production. But also men, it's really, really useful for sperm production as well. And women, on top of hormone support, it's really great for supporting cervical mucus. So a healthy cervical mucus. So grass-fed butter. Love it. Okay. So I think that if you start bringing these into your life, you will be a happier, more balanced human and more balanced hormones. Because I know that there's a lot of jokes made about PMS and Shark Week, and things just want to get blamed on hormones. Like, it's just your hormones. Like, oh my gosh, you're so hormonal. I don't think so. I don't think hormone imbalances give us free rein to do whatever, but I think that hormone imbalances it can make it very hard, feel like you're out of control of your emotions. And I think that that should be a very big red flag that we need to do something. We need to do something about it. And you can, as it gets better, you can use that as a measurement of support that things are getting better in your health. Because if that is going on, we can't just go, oh, it's hormones, like blah, blah, blah. There's nothing I can do about it. Yes, there is. We can balance those hormones. We can fix this. Okay. We can fix this. You can have balanced hormones. You can have balanced moods. You can have all of the, you can. Okay. So start bringing these foods into your life. If you want to dive even deeper into your hormone health and you're like, I am sick of trying to figure this out by myself. I want a step-by-step plan. I want personalization. I want accountability. I want to feel amazing. Then book a call with one of my past clients and let's see if Hormone Reset is a great fit for you to start feeling incredible. So if you want to do that, you can just go to bit.ly/HRP free call, and you'll chat with them and see what's going on. And you can share your story and ask questions. Great time to do all of those things. So anyway, let me know how this goes. And please let me know if you're going to add alfalfa sprouts or just sprouts in general to your life.
Thank you for listening to today's episode of Balancing Hormones Naturally. If you found this helpful, I would love for you to share it with a friend and post it on your stories and tag Balancing Hormones Naturally podcast so we can get this message out. You can find me on Instagram at Leah_BRUEG, and I would absolutely love to hear from you.